Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Courtney on a recorded line. I'm calling in regards to the hair relaxer lawsuit that you inquired about.
Yes.
Okay, then was this for you or for a loved one?
For me.
Okay, and you were diagnosed with cancer after using hair relaxer?
I have
Uterine?
uterine fibroids.
Okay, uterine, yeah, so you were diagnosed with cancer after using hair relaxer and you wanted to see if you can participate in the lawsuit, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So, really quick, let me just go ahead. Again, my name is Courtney and this is on a recorded line. You don't have an attorney at this time, correct?
No.
Okay, and you would like to see if you meet the requirements. You are willing to firm under penalty. You haven't sought legal representation or signed any documents with any other law firm, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and you did use the hair chemicals in the past 20 years, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and you were diagnosed with cancer after using hair relaxer, which was uterine cancer. I always say it wrong, sorry.
Yes.
Yeah, uterine cancer. Okay. And you are filing the claim on behalf of yourself. Do you know what your
Correct.
date of diagnosis was?
It was because I had two procedures done to get it out.
Okay.
It was one back in 2000 and ooh, I'm gonna say 2000 and maybe, oh my God, 13, 14.
Okay, so to the best of your knowledge, when was the first time that you were diagnosed? Were you diagnosed two different times?
Yes, I was
Okay.
diagnosed. It was early. I'm trying to see what job I was at when I had the first one.
I was gonna say, or how old were you when you had your first diagnosis of cancer?
I was in my middle, I think my I was in my 30s.
Okay.
I'm 46 now, and I just had another procedure done in 2018
Okay.
on Valentine's Day of 2018, and I had the first procedure was since that was in 2018. So 54, 53. I want to say 2013. It was like 4 or 5 years apart
Okay.
until I had the next one, the last one that I just had.
Okay. And okay, so let's see, and you're 46. 2013. So to the best of your knowledge, was it like you said in 2013, was it sometime in the beginning of the year, middle of the year, end
It
of the
was in
year?
the middle. It was
Like it
definitely in the middle,
like
like
summertime,
July,
July?
like June or July, something like that. Because
Okay,
I
so
went to the hospital.
you know like when you went to the hospital, was it in June?
I want to say it was around that.
Was it before 4th of July? Do you remember that?
I'm not even sure, to be honest with you.
Okay, so I have to put a diagnosis date with a month and a date. So that's why I'm
You can say that.
they're gonna pull medical records, but I just have to have it from what you say. So I can put June 2013. I just have to put a date.
It was on, I think it was on a weekend, like I'm gonna say Saturday.
Okay, let me look. Let me look at June 2013 and see what Saturday. Hold on. Yeah, they make us 13 June. I know it was a long time ago. Let's see.
Yes, I do remember the
So
second
it's
one I had.
Saturday. So it'd be like the 15th or the 22nd.
I'm gonna say the 15th.
Okay. And then your 2000, let's do the math here. What's your date of birth?
It's 10/24/78.
Okay. So yeah, you're right. 30, you were 35. You were in the 30s, right in the middle. Okay,
Yep.
do you know who your diagnosing doctor was?
It was Dr. Kushan. He's in Baltimore.
Do you know how to spell his
Well,
last
he
name?
is hold on, let me see if I get the correct spelling. It's CSCH. Hold on. Give me form all that. Okay, it's Dr. Sushin. It's SCH. No, excuse me. It's SUCHIN.
And where are they located?
He's located in Baltimore. I believe it's Baltimore.
Maryland? Okay.
Yes.
All right. Oh, yeah, I found him. Okay, hold on one second. And then I'm just getting his information really quick. And then, was he the treating doctor as well, or did you have another doctor that you saw?
No, he was a treating doctor as well.
Okay. And then, okay. You don't currently live, you were never diagnosed in Kentucky, Louisiana, so that's a no. Did you use hair relaxer or brand for more than 4 times in a single year prior to your cancer diagnosis? Yes, correct.
Yes.
On average, how many times a year were you doing it? Were you doing it like monthly, weekly?
I was doing my hair like every 6 weeks,
Okay, so
month and a
probably.
half.
Yeah, so probably at least what, 10 to 11 times a year? What do you think? 11 times a year? Okay. And then what was the facility that you're diagnosed at? Where, what hospital was that?
It was a, well,
Or
where
a
did I get it
clinic?
from? It was, I had to go to a clinic over here in Eastern Maryland. I from Eastern.
Baltimore? Was it Baltimore Vascular Care or like?
No, it was in Easton. I did. He treated me for it, but I had to go to.
Let me see if there's something that he has in Easton. University of American Medical. All
Yep, that's it.
right. All right, hold on a second. Okay. And then hold on one second. I'm just getting this information really quick. Hold on. You are a citizen and resident of the United States, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then, did you know anybody else that was affected by
No.
this that needed help filing a claim or?
No, not offhand.
Okay, there's a couple different universities of Maryland Medical. Hold on. Oh, here we go. Edmond. Here we go. Okay. And then you didn't know anybody that needed help filing a claim?
No.
Okay. Were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. And then you said your birth date was 10/24/1978, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then how old were you when you first started using hair relaxer? Just like to.
I'm gonna say in my maybe because my mother, she's been using Dark and Lovely in my head since I was young. I'm gonna say about 17, 18.
Okay, so seven. And then when do you stop using it?
I stopped using it when they came out with this lawsuit came out.
So when was that? Like what year?
Oh God, I'm gonna say back in maybe 2020, 22, 21.
21, 2021.
Yeah, whenever they came out and said that the hair relaxers was giving women cancer. That's
Okay,
when I stopped.
so you started using it when you were 17. So that would have been in 1995. Do you know like a time and month and date that you started using it?
No.
To the best of your knowledge, could you pick a date and time? Like
Oh
was
my God.
I know it doesn't have to be, don't this is an approximate time frame. Was it like the beginning of the
I'm gonna say March 5th.
1995?
Yes.
And then when did you stop using it? You said in 2021. When in 2021 do you want to say you stopped using it?
Yes.
Was it around?
I'm gonna say maybe May. Oh my God. 22nd,
Okay.
2021.
Okay. And this was all in the state of Maryland, correct? Is where you
Yes.
were using your hair relaxer? Okay. And then
Mm
you said you were applying it about monthly or every 6 weeks. And then for how many consecutive years? How old are you right now?
I'm
46.
46.
So from 17, 43, about 26 years. You were using it for about 26 years consecutively.
Yes.
And then were you using hair treatment at salon, at home, or both?
At home.
At home, okay. And then do you currently use hair products at all or no? Hair relaxer products is what I should say.
Well, I started using another hair relaxer that wasn't on that list in I'm gonna say I started using Supreme a new Argan hair relaxer in I'm gonna say since
Okay, that's okay.
August of 2023.
Okay. And then do you have any receipts or empty bottles of the old product you use?
That I use now?
No, the old products, the products that are on the
No.
left. No. Okay. And
No.
then so you use Dark and Lovely. Was that what you used? Or
Yes, that was the brand that my mother used on my head, yes.
what other brands was did you use, like Motions, Organic Root, Soft and Beautiful, Just for Me?
I used Dark and Lovely. I did use oh my God, what's the other one?
L'Oreal, Revlon, Cream of
Yes,
Me.
I do. Yes, I use L'Oreal, Revlon, regular, peak oil moisturizer. I think that's the name of it. I'm not sure if that's the name of it or not.
There's
It comes with a two
Optum,
box. Yes, I did
Cantaloupe
use
Shape.
Optum.
Yeah. There's yeah, you said L'Oreal. There's also or ORS olive oil,
Yes, I
TCP.
did do that one. Yes.
Okay, I'm just gonna list all of them so then it makes it, because it's
Okay.
like, yeah, I mean it's been 26 years, you probably did use all of them that are on the list. Let's see,
Yeah,
did you ever
yeah.
use like Namaste Labs or Hawaiian Silky?
No.
Okay. What about African Pride or
No.
okay.
No.
Okay. All right. And then your cancer diagnosis happened 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least a year, correct?
Yes.
Has there been periods that you stopped using the hair relaxer or have you always continuously used it?
I did stop
Okay.
when they started saying that it was giving women cancer.
Okay. But since your recent stop date of the brand names, you never stopped. You always continuously use Dark and Lovely, or the other brands.
The other brand when that article came out.
Okay, I'll put stopped. Okay, and then you first became aware of this, what, when you got your diagnosis back in
2013.
yeah, 6/15/2013 would be when you became aware of your injuries and the link between the hair relaxer and the diagnosis.
Yes.
Okay. And then what type of treatment did you receive? You said you had a hysterectomy.
No, I didn't know. I had a mink immunization, a fibroid immunization
Okay.
to get the fibroids, the affected fibroids out of me. I had one in 2013, and I had one in 2018.
Okay, and it was uterine. I just say it wrong.
No, it was 2020. The other one. No, 2020.
Okay, and then you underwent your radiation, chemotherapy, immunotherapy, targeted therapy, surgery, hormones, you said. Okay, and then tumors that grow on the uterus you had removed. Did you also have, when was that diagnosis date, or when was that treatment date? Do you know when you had that surgery or no?
It was back in 2013.
Was it, so if you got diagnosed like 6/15, to the best of your knowledge, when would you say that?
I'm gonna say it was my
I
procedure
could
was
put
like
the 15.
2 weeks later.
2 weeks later? Okay.
2 or 3 weeks later.
2 weeks later would have been October, June. Would have been like the 29th, June 29th.
Yes.
Okay. And then the treating doctor was the same as your diagnosing doctor, right? You said?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Let me just put this information in really quick. We're almost done here. Hold on 1 second. Hold on 1 second. And then, did you have any pre-existing conditions like diabetes or cancer or anything like that, obesity before?
No,
Okay,
no.
can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm female.
And your marital status? Are you single, married, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Okay, and then what is your ethnicity? Are you black, white, Native American, other, unsure?
Black.
Okay, and what is your height and weight?
5'4", 185, 80 pounds.
180 pounds. Okay, and then it's Michelle Green, correct?
Yes.
MICHELLE.
Yes.
Last name Green, GREEN. Okay, and no suffix in your name. You're not a junior or anything like that.
No.
Are you currently employed, or what is your profession?
Yes, I'm currently employed. I'm a assistant to my director at a senior living facility.
Assistant at a senior living facility.
Yes.
Okay, and then can you go ahead and confirm your social for me?
It's 578-980736.
Okay, 578-980736. And then do you
Yes.
currently have health care insurance coverage? Or do
Yes.
you have, okay, who is the, just you can, the provider?
My provider is oh my God, Dr. Hall.
Not pro, oh yeah, Dr. Hall, that's right, I need it. Dr. Hall. And then provider, not provider group. No. Is it, what type of insurance? That's what I need to know, not your provider. Is it like Anthem, Blue Cross?
It's Caremark.
Caremark? Okay, that's all I needed to know. I don't need to know the policy number that asked for that, but we don't need to put that. Okay, so then I have mms.tjg1978@gmail. I have your primary phone number, your cell phone number, 443-480-9893. What's the best time of day for the attorneys to call you? What do you prefer, morning, afternoon, or evening?
Afternoon.
Okay, and then what's your current mailing address?
It's 204.
Mm-hmm.
Red, art like the color.
Mm-hmm.
Lion, like the animal.
Mm-hmm.
Branch, like a tree branch.
Mm-hmm. Millington.
Rose, and that's Millington, Maryland.
Queenstown County. Okay, and then, I got you. Okay, is that a house or is it a res? Is it an apartment or anything like that?
It's a house.
Okay, so 204 Red Lion Branch Road, Millington, Maryland, Queen Anne's County, 21651.
Yes.
Okay, are you able to obtain medical records for your diagnoses, or would you be able to provide them if needed?
Yes.
Okay. And either electronically or in the mail or both would be fine?
Yes.
Okay. They do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate is to happen to you. This is just to ensure the case for you and your loved ones. Typically, they'll only reach out to them if, you know, if you become unresponsive.
Okay.
You could put your husband or you could put, you know, somebody that lives with you or doesn't live with you. It's up to you.
I'm gonna put my brother.
Okay. What's your brother's name?
His name is Albert Duncan.
Okay. And then do you have his phone number?
Yes, it's 757-894-5905.
All right. And then you do give us contact to, or permission to contact him if needed?
Yes.
Okay. And then was there any additional notes that you wanted me to put on the file to help support the case? Oh, yeah. I was going to put you had another diagnose. Hold on. Again, 2021 and... Okay. I put that. Was there any other things that you would like me to put in the file to help support your case?
No, that's about it.
Okay. You can always tell the attorneys once you talk to them too as well. This is just your intake. So just to summarize, Michelle, you are filing a claim on behalf of yourself. You were diagnosed with uterine cancer after using hair relaxer. And using hair electro straightening chemicals within the past 20 years, you were diagnosed on 6/15/2013 at the age of 35. Your diagnosing doctor was Craig Sitchin. And, and I say his name wrong, sorry. And then you averagely used it for 24, we put 24, I don't know why I did that. On average, you used it, what, we said 11 times or 12? 11 times. Okay. You were diagnosed at the University of Maryland Medical Center. You are a citizen and resident of the United States. Your date of birth is 10/24/1978. And you didn't have any friends or family members that you know that used hair relaxers or that needed filing a claim.
Correct.
You approximately started using it 3/5/1995 and stopped using it 5/22/2021 in the state of Maryland, using it monthly. Approximately 20 years consecutively, you did use hair relaxer products at home, and the products that you did use were Dark and Lovely, L'Oreal Soft and Beautiful, Just For Me, Organic Root, Affirm, Ketney Shea Butter, ORS Olive Oil. I just put all of them so on the file, so whatever one you use. And then I have your treatment dates. 6/29/2013, same doctor. And then it looks like everything's correct. Okay, and you did have medical records. And then we have Albert Duncan, your brother, as your primary emergency contact. Does that all sound correct?
Yes.
I like to go through it one more time just to make sure that everything's right on the file. So have you ever used a DocuSign agreement before?
No.
Okay, so it's pretty self-explanatory. What's going to happen is the system's generating your documents right now for you to review and sign. I'm gonna text them to you because that's like the easiest way to get them. Hold on, my computer's loading. It's going really slow.
Okay.
I don't know what happened. Okay, so, okay, so it's gonna say Courtney at Mass Tort Strategies has sent you a DocuSign agreement for you to review and sign. What you're gonna do is you're gonna open the text message, you're gonna press accept, and then maybe say start or something like that. It's gonna ask you to adopt and sign a signature. You're gonna probably have to use your finger to adopt and sign a signature. You're gonna press like I agree or I acknowledge, accept, start. Then you tap all the little yellow boxes to where it's asking for you to initial, and then you're going to come to a finish button. And then let me know once you come to the finish button, because while you're doing that, I'm going to send you my information and the attorney's information, okay?
Okay.
All right, were you able to finish it?
Give me one moment.
Where?
So the transcribe is picking up right, I'm just waiting on the next part to load up.
Yeah, you're fine. Take your time. Just let me know once you're finished.
Oh. Mommy babies move.
Girls are gonna poop in the cage.
All right, I need to clean up the cage anyway.
I'm here.
Where did she go? Come on. Hi, baby. Come on. 1 second.
Yeah. Let me know once you're done able to do that.
Okay. I missed you, too. Y'all back. What's up? You're a hush, girl.
What?
Hush, shut your mouth.
Ow.
You up my way. Yes, you are. Hold up. All right, I just finished.
Okay, hold on. Okay, hold on 1 second. My coworker keeps chatting me up. I told him I was on the phone. I'm just kidding. Okay, so Michelle, you are all set. Thank you for doing that. So basically from here on out, so you could download it directly right there, but it also sent a PDF to your email for your records of everything we talked about. And then what's going to happen is I sent you my direct contact information, which is from that 949 phone number. My first name's Courtney again, and you can call me anytime, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 Pacific Standard Time, if you have any questions regarding the case. I also sent you the firm's phone number. Remember, this is going to be a legal contract between you and the firm, so it's really important you don't discuss the matter with any other law firm as they represent you. And they will call you from a 909 phone number. It should be like Pulaski Law or the law firms of Robin Law and co-counsel Pulaski or something along that lines that call you. And then also, you know, just any documents that you can obtain to help support the case, they ask you to go ahead and do so. But other than that, you're completely set. Did you have questions for me regarding anything?
No,
that's
it. Okay. No.
Don't hesitate to call me, and you can also text me on that 949 number as well if you have questions, okay?
Okay. Thank
and
you
give
so
it
much.
Within give it within like a week before they call you.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
All right.
I will talk to you soon, Michelle. You have a great day and happy holidays.
You as well.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.